This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Yeah, yeah, welcome everybody. It is Chubby Ray Live. Your new thing to listen to in the afternoon. Your new afternoon addiction. Chubby Ray Live. I am Ray Lytle, as always, joined by the one and only Senor Gully and
very good evening.
Senor Vanilla Gorilla.
It's like a needle in my arm, this show is. Hi, everybody.
It's day number four. Show number four of this program. And every show's getting better, although Gully does sound like he's frying bacon with his connection there. I don't know.
Give me 5 minutes, I will.
Boy, you are frying some bacon today, buddy.
Give me a second. I shall be right back.
That sounds horrible. All right, please
what
do.
What in the hell?
What was that? Didn't it sound like, I mean, it's like we were talking to the cook at Denny's, and he had the bacon going.
Hillbilly Joe sounds better than that one.
I know. We might have to start calling him Hillbilly Gully.
Well, he should just call back on his iPhone. That sounded way better.
I hate to say it, but yeah, it did. His iPhone actually sounded better than that computer. You know what happened? We talked about this yesterday. Gully has pirated so much stuff, so many illegal programs, on Gully's computer has caused it to fry.
You know, Ray, that's what happens when you're in England.
Yes, when you're a pirate.
Arr!
Good old Captain Gully Hook.
On the Jolly Roger.
That's right, as he said. What'd he say? Me whole family lives on the Jolly Roger.
That's yeah, right.
That's the truth.
What are you going to do?
All right, so yesterday's program was pretty interesting. Not only did we talk about Gully and his pirating ways.
Oh, no.
But
oh, no.
But we also...
I think we should go back to Tuesday, right?
Also, what came up was Vanilla Gorilla's brand new bed. He got a new bed. And how he put his brand new bed in a brand new room. And how his wife was staying in another room. And that led to some other things. And that led to some other things. And by the end of the show, okay? By the end of the show, you were saying, uh-oh, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, that is very true.
Your wife's going to kick your ass because you revealed all kinds of things that you should not have revealed.
Huh?
So, the question to start the show, I mean, anybody listening to yesterday's show, this is what was on everybody's mind. I had more people commenting on that than anything else.
Oh, God.
Was what is going on with Gorilla and blah, blah, blah.
Do I sound different today, Ray?
You always sort of sound the same. You sound, I don't know.
Nasally?
Yeah, you sound like you might be getting a little something.
No, that's just normal.
Okay.
No, I'm not talking about the big split in my lip.
Oh, no, what happened?
The dog got me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me something better. Oh, my God. Did your wife listen to the show? Did she know that you discussed marital problems on yesterday's program?
She did not listen to the show. However, I did tell her that we discussed it on the program.
And what did she say?
She was not pleased.
Really?
Yeah, really.
So does she know the level of discussion that happened? I mean,
yeah, I told her basically what was said and what transpired and how it all began and how it all ended. And
she talked about separate bedrooms and
I did
separated but living together. And oh
yes,
my
yes,
God!
Yes.
I gotta be honest, I can't believe you were so
candid.
Yeah, I was really shocked by that. I thought,
you ever see Private Parts?
Yeah.
There was a line in there that really stuck with me as I've done internet radio gone on, is that there is nothing sacred in your life anymore.
That is true, yeah.
Once you decide to put it out there, then once you decide to put yourself out there, you're out there or you're not.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with that. No, listen, being somebody who's been in radio for as many years as I have, you know, Howard Stern always claims everybody stole from him. And, you know, in a way, he's right. I mean, everybody, you know, we all did. But it wasn't that. Listen, I know that my life was changed after I heard the first tape of a Howard Stern show. And it was for that reason. Because I heard the guy talking about everything. And immediately I picked up on that and said, okay, I've got to do that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right. That's actually a good thing to learn. And here's the reason. If you BS and you make stuff up or you live an on-air lie, you're going to end up getting caught in it.
Yep.
That's what happens to a lot of guys in radio when they make crap up. So I learned a long time ago, and thanks to Howard Stern, you know, that was the guy. I mean, that was the guy, and Steve Dahl was another one in Chicago. Those were the guys that did that, where they just revealed everything, and that's where I got it from. So I've always been very forthcoming on the air. I got to tell you, it's easier when you don't have to remember the BS that you say. Because if it's true, all you got to do is just remember the facts, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you embellish a little bit to make the story more interesting. That might get a little convoluted. But as long as you're honest, you don't have to remember all the BS. It makes broadcasting a lot easier. So that's actually a good thing. However, as you probably learned yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Although it makes for doing the show and makes the show a little better, the problem that it does cause is it does take a little bit of a chunk out of your personal life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, but good broadcasters, we all learn that. Whether you're broadcasting, I don't care whether you're broadcasting on FM, AM, the internet, or internets, as the white trash call it, or hell, whether you're doing announcements at a mall, the more of yourself you interject into what you say, the better and more entertaining you will be.
Well, and Mercy, being show host of her own,
right?
She understands this.
She knows so, that it's going to slip out.
Well, she knows that you're going to talk about what's going on with you.
Yes.
So as a former show host on Disaster and as the host of the project, she knows that you're going to end up talking about what you know and what's going on with you. So, yes, she was mad for a while, but she calmed down, she understood, and she forgave me.
And your wife also, I mean, she's also got a, she knows me. I mean, your wife is a, by the way, for those who don't know, Gorilla's wife's a really talented broadcaster. I mean, she was on Disaster Radio when that was working, you know, when that was going full-fledged, and did a fantastic show, and she was a guest on my show many times, and just really talented, you know, and had that unique ability to join in, you know, just a really talented broadcaster. But she also knows how I am. If I get a little bit of, I get a sniff, okay.
You're like a shark with blood.
Right. I cannot help myself. And I think off the air I'm a pretty good guy. I really do. I think, so there's times I'll come across sort of an a-hole on the air. But I think off the air, I'm a good guy who likes to be left alone. All right. But on air, I am like a shark swimming around the ocean and there's girls having their period swimming above me. I cannot help myself. I will attack. I will attack. That's how it goes. So, she understands that.
Yeah, she forgave me, and so it's all, I won't say it's all better because I'm sure she's still kind of, you know, ticked off a little bit.
Well, I was hoping that my talking about it would lead to the two of you discussing it and then maybe lead to makeup sex. And who knows, maybe I would have saved your crumbling marriage.
It's not crumbling, right? Good Lord. I don't know where you get these ideas.
I could have saved it. I could have started rebuilding this broken marriage.
You're gonna start just thinking of Mr. now?
Yep. Take these broken wings and learn to fly again.
This is not the venue.
So she didn't like you discussing the fact that there are problems in the marriage.
Not really.
Marital troubles. By the way, I was listening to yesterday's show on the podcast.
And I was trying to not.
The best part wasn't you telling the story. The best part was how I just kept coming back to it. You know, it's saying things like, oh, and, you know, Gorilla, we all know about Gorilla's marital problems. And you were like, that's not, no. And that was the best part. Oh, God.
You know what? Linus isn't here. I'll do the sigh for him.
Yes. Yeah, that's what he would be. See. I think Linus is secretly listening to the show, even though he's in the hospital. I think even though he's in a coma in the hospital dying, I think he is secretly listening. Like they put it on. They say when you're in a coma that you should hear voices that you're familiar, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that his family is playing our show to the coma riddled Linus, and he is listening to it. Maybe we'll bring him out of his coma and he'll actually call in one day. Save the Linus.
I joined that that group on Facebook.
Yeah, you got to join the Save the Linus group.
And I put a posting up, too.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I got to go over there. I haven't been over there today.
Yep.
We hope for Linus. We understand they might have to remove a leg. It's horrible. We hope he can get fixed. We do have a caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on Chubby Ray Live. Hello.
Hello.
And hello, who is this?
This is Sean.
Oh, it's Sean from Kansas. What's up, Sean?
Hey, I was wondering if you had an audio feed, because I can't even get any of the video to run.
You know what? I'm not running one, but I could run one. Are you at home? Is that where? Are you at home?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I could fire up an audio-only feed. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds, and I'll fire one up if you guys want that.
All right.
That's probably a good idea. I probably should do that. I'll run like a 24K feed, just a little feed. That's actually a good idea. I probably should have done that on my own. I can't believe I had to have listener Sean, a guy who shits his pants, tell me. I can't believe I had to have a guy who poops himself tell me to do this.
Mr. Shitty Pants?
Yeah, what's wrong with me? That's actually, hey,
this is the fourth episode you're talking about poop.
It's a very good idea. It is a very good idea, by the way, to do this, because how sometimes we'll lose the audio feed.
Yep.
It's not a bad idea.
UStream will crap out or something.
Yeah, and if they do, people could just click over and hear this. So hold on, let me. Gully, I'm going to give you the address, or I'll give one of you guys the address. And you can put it in the chat room so they can hit it. The address.
I'm scared to put the chat room in case my computer crashes again.
Gorilla, maybe you could put it in. It's a MMS.
Right. Hold on 1 second.
All right. The address would be
today.
MMS://
Right.
www.hsvsn.com.
Uh-huh.
And a colon again.
Uh-huh.
6969.
Uh-huh.
/ Chubby Ray.
I have MMS://www.hsvsn.com:6969/Chubby Ray. One word.
I believe that is what it will be. Hold on. I'll start broadcasting, and I'll tell you if that is it or not. I believe that's what it is. And that will be a audio only feed. You can listen to it on your Windows Media Player. Or if you have a Windows mobile phone, you can probably hear it as well. But that way, if people do get buffering, they can just click on that. And that's a good, you know, a good way for them to listen.
By the way, my ex-sister-in-law is listening to the show today.
Oh, your ex-sister-in-law.
Yes, my brother's first wife.
Oh.
And
is she hot?
I would rather not say.
Oh.
She knows if she is or not, whether she is or not.
You don't want your wife to...
No, that's not it at all. I just think it's kind of creepy.
You don't want your wife to know you think your ex-sister-in-law's hot. Well, I don't blame you because you're having trouble in your marriage, so...
But she says poop is always funny.
Poop is funny, yes. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
See what I do? All right, so yeah, you guys should be able to hear it. Just actually, if you just go to mms://www.hsvsn.com/chubbyray, you should be able to hear the show. All right?
All right.
Now put that in. Sean, if you put that into your Windows Media Player, you will be able to hear the phone.
Well, it's saying that it's not accepting it.
All right, open file, open URL for your Windows Media Player and put this in. mms://hsvsn.com and then /chubbyray, and it should work. You should connect to that. All right, but you got to open URL to your thing, and I'll put a link on the page when I get around to it. I could probably go to chubbyray.com and actually put the link in, but I can hardly walk and chew gum, you know, let alone broadcast and try to put all that crap in at the same time. It's a lot of work for me.
We need to get Sean on.
I'm not that smart, you know. Did you get it working?
I'm trying. It's just saying it won't do it.
All right, hold on.
By the way, what? Sean Blint by the end of the show today.
Yeah, we do have to get him on. You know what the thing is Sean, you know, Blint's working at this time at the other radio station he works at, and so it's hard for him. Sometimes he gets a break or he gets off early and he can call. But it is difficult for him to it's difficult for him to do that.
Ooh, wow. What is that noise?
Is Gully there?
Gully, are you frying bacon again?
Is Hillbilly Gully working? Is he there? Oh, Gully.
It says he's connected.
Yeah, I know. I can't hear him, though.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. Boy, he does.
Brian Bacon.
Well, what's up? Tell me what's going on with you. What's up with this computer you're using today?
This is bits and bobs I've stuck together, and end result is a bag of shit.
It's not horrible. You know what it sounds like now? It sounds like he's flying. Are you in a plane? Gully?
No, that's the actual.
Oh,
my God,
it's terrible.
What was that?
Yeah, loud, distorted. Is this Hillbilly Gully? Are you at Joe's house?
Are you 30,000 feet up?
That's actually better right there. That's not bad.
Okay, is that any better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not in the plane.
That's better.
I'm not Hillbilly Joe, and I have more teeth.
You actually sound not bad right there. You know, there's a little bit of noise, but not a lot.
Well, that'll be the fans from the PC I'm sitting next to, so.
Yeah, but that's not half bad.
Okay.
Maybe keep it like that.
I just had to turn one fan off, so if it actually crashes, then it's because I've turned all the noise off.
Good old Gully.
Or
I can't even load Firefox up because it'll overheat.
Well, listen, you know what happened. You know what happened.
No.
It's your own fault.
Please enlighten me.
Well, you were pirating. You put all this illegal software on your computer.
This has nothing to do with the other computer dying. This is a totally new setup, so...
I don't believe that for a second.
Seriously, it is? It's a new motherboard and a different processor. Yeah. Well, an old old one and a.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying what killed your first computer. I'm talking about what killed the first one. I don't believe that first. Hey, by the way, here is the feed that I just put up.
It is. It's a new motherboard and a different
program. And I'm playing that through Windows Media Player, so you can do it, Sean. Sean, do you have your Windows Media Player open?
It's saying that I have to open a port to do it.
No, you don't have to do that.
It says it's not supporting the compressed file.
All right, go to File, then Open URL, and your Windows Media Player.
Yeah.
When you go to the URL, it says Open. I want you to type in MMS://HSVSN.com/ChubbyRay, and then hit OK, and it will open. Trust me.
Okay.
All right, it'll work just fine. That's what you do. That's the best thing. And some mobile phones will be able to get that as well.
Sure.
All righty. And now you'll be able to listen to the show. Let me know if you get it. If not, you can always stay on hold and just, you know. You can always
stay on hold and listen that
way as well.
Yeah, it still says the transport portal is not accepting, and I need to do example like HTTP.
What the hell or kind RTSP. Of what kind of computer do you have?
Where's the model one?
Good Lord!
If you have a computer, why don't you just go to Ustream?
He says it
because it's not running. It's not buffing it right. It's acting up with Ustream.
I put up a 24. This is only a 24 kilobit stream. So it's not going to sound great, but I don't care if you got a dial-up connection, you're going to hear the 24 kilobit feed just fine. The one I just put up.
I could hear that on T-Mobile with GRPS.
Yeah, you can. I'm serious. You'll be able to hear it just fine. The one that's up there hardly has any. It's using so few resources. I don't care. Your computer can be.
Like gullies.
Yeah, your computer can be powered by hamsters running on a treadmill. And you'd be able to hear the show. That's how low a feed it is. But it's audio only, and you'd hear it just fine. You'd be able to hear the stories of Troubled Marriage by Gorilla and Pirating by Gully.
And Piracy by me.
And if Linus dies, of course, we'll have Noida live at the hospital checking in with us. By the way, my friend, my old producer Noid, who lives in Tampa Bay, was complaining that we moved the time of our show.
Aww.
Complaining to me.
Well, there's always going to be one.
Yeah. He said he likes to drink and listen to the program, and now he says he's up late at night trying to do stuff, and he flips over to hear us, and we weren't on. He was very upset about it.
Just download the podcast and play it, and then you can recreate his drink.
Yeah, download the freaking podcast. It's up by. It's usually available by 7 o'clock, and just pretend we're live. But no, we've got to actually be live. You know, I listen to the podcast.
Very strange.
I'll listen to the podcast, and I'll say, I need to call in. You know, I'll forget all the time that. You know what I mean? I forget. Well, I'll listen to stuff on podcasts, and I'll forget it's recorded. So the people that say they need to listen to it live, I don't understand that.
Bizarre. Oh.
Yeah, because I forget that it's not live when I'm listening to a podcast. Maybe it's just me. I don't know, but it just seems pretty simple. Oh, well, we will get to the news in a little bit. It's a Thursday. I did want to take phone calls. The phone number is very simple. It's a 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667 if you would like to call in. I'd like to hear from some people. This is our first week of doing the show in the afternoon.
It's gone okay so far, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm interested. What do people, you know, what do you guys think? Is this, do you like the time? This is, I got to tell you, it's very convenient for me. It's much more convenient for me doing it this way.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. It's convenient for me, too.
I thoroughly enjoy, I don't know about you guys, but I love doing it at this time.
Yeah, I could hardly ever listen before.
Yeah, because it was too late, right, Gorilla? I mean, you got to wake up so damn early.
5 a.m. every morning.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is perfect. This means you get to be on the show. I'll tell you, you know, Max, I don't know if you guys, do you guys know Max McCartney?
No.
Nope.
Max used to host the morning show. He was my competition over on WDBR. He used to work there, which is a hit radio station in town. And, you know, Max told me, he said, you know what you got to do? He says, it was actually a really good idea. I don't know how I do it, but it does make sense, you know. He said what we got to do is we got to go to a station, all right? He said okay. I should go to an FM radio station or an AM radio station that has nothing going on. You know what I mean? Like running crappy syndicated stuff. And he said what we should do is go to them and say, hey, listen. Why don't you give me 2 hours of your time, like from 4 to 6 p.m. And I said, okay, well, why would we do that? He goes, this is why. He goes, what you do is you go to the radio station and you say, we want to buy 2 hours of your time. And then put the show that's on the internet, also run it on the FM or AM. And he said, and then turn around and have, and either sell it myself or have people sell it for me and use the money that we make to pay for the time that we're getting on the radio station. If that makes any sense.
There's only one problem. Yeah. With that
he thing. Said it would expand the listener base enough, and drive everyone back to the internet and increase the podcasting to where you could increase the advertising rates, and eventually it would expand. It was actually a really good idea, you know.
It is, except for Gully's got a filthy mouth, and you can never make
well,
it
and
off.
That, and there you go. Therein lies the problem. I was going to say, the problem would be Gully, because Gully can't keep from swearing.
So, hang on. When did this magically happen?
I got to be honest. I've been listening to shows, and there's times Gorilla and I don't even swear the whole show. And you're dropping F-bombs and S-bombs. You know, you're swearing like a sailor.
Hang on. When Linus, when he wasn't injured and he hadn't been run over by a truck or whatever happened to him, you used to say to him that at least Gully can manage not to swear, and Linus would swear like a tripper.
But it's like when Linus stopped, it's like you just, I don't know if he invaded. Maybe because Linus is borderline dead in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe his spirit is floating around waiting to go into the netherworld.
And it has invaded
your body or something. Because you have become potty mouth.
Well, I shall refrain from swearing from now on. How about that?
You know, this isn't the first time I've done this time slot.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem watching myself.
Yeah.
Neither do I, to be honest, because I used to work on the phone, so selling people stuff, so you can't exactly
well,
swear
I don't know.
At them,
I've listened,
so I can't
I've
do
listened
it.
To the first three shows. A lot of swearing coming from you.
Well, I apologize then in that case.
Very disgusting.
You're grossing Surfer Girl out. Stop yeah. it.
You know Surfer Girl. Yes. Virgin. Surfer Girl's virgin ears.
That's right. You can't do that stuff to her.
I mean, it's the only part of her that's virgin, but her virgin ears cannot handle that.
It's very terrible behavior. I apologize.
Oh, well.
I can't even have my family listen because of you, Gully.
Yeah, and because we're talking about his troubled marriage. But a lot of it has to do with you.
It's all me.
Yep. Good job. Good job, Gully.
Even my own sister says I'm disgusting.
She's right.
Well, you were talking about her vagina after childbirth.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
Well, hang on there, Ray. Let's think about
I
that.
Mean, I don't know. I don't know what kind of sicko.
Yeah,
what
are you thinking about your sister's vagina?
In episode one, I mean, who the hell would do that? Yeah, sick.
Gross.
Well, I think his name might have been Ray Lytle. I don't know about
sick
you.
Sick freak is what you are.
Stop trying to pass the blame, Gully.
By the way, I did put, let me just say, everybody, I did put the listen to link on the front page of ChubbyRay.com in the upper right. There is a listen live only link that's up there. Hey guys, we got another phone call. Fooner's on. What's up, Foon?
Ah, nothing much. What kind of bullshit is going on over there? They ain't talking about your sister's coochie.
That's Gully. Gully was talking about his sister and childbirth.
Yeah, if you could refrain from swearing as well, please.
Yes, and we're not swearing on the show anymore.
We're banned.
Is this something we say we're not going to swear on the show? The first call we take is Foon.
Oh. Yeah, way to go! Way to go!
Foon, I thought you were—I thought you got a job or something.
Well, I do. I don't have to start till tomorrow.
Well, congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you, and I'm going to be home. So, everybody, be warned. The Foon is off the road.
Oh boy! Hey, and thank you for getting me sick. I really appreciate it.
I didn't even get near you. Don't you blame me? Ain't my fault.
Yeah. You at my pick at the band's gig at Two Ton Baby's concert.
Well, that's where I got sick. You probably got me sick.
No, you got. I think you got me sick.
You got me sick.
Oh no, you got me sick.
Don't even go there.
Oh
with me.
No.
But you germ factory.
Yeah, you got sick and then you gave it to me. Thanks a lot for that. I really appreciate it.
Well, I was sick.
And I'll tell
anyway.
You, you want to know Foon is such a horrible person. Didn't even go to his own aunt's funeral over the weekend.
What?
He blew off the funeral. And then I go to Facebook, and I see, like, he and his wife posting, oh, my God, had a great party this weekend. We had a great time partying up.
Put the lion.
Unbelievable.
A horrible person. And what kind of person doesn't even go to their own aunt's funeral, stays home to party, drink.
That sounds like goose to me, but
yeah, it's horrible.
No, maybe that's all your brothers.
Every other member of my family was at the funeral, except Foon.
Well, I was sick. What do you want me to do? Get everybody sick? Everybody beat my ass?
Whatever.
I'm already the black sheep of the family.
Really convenient.
Must have been a good party, though.
Yeah.
It better have been the greatest party ever.
He and his wife are on Facebook talking about drinking wine and having a good time.
Well, we had the rubber sheets and the freak fly flying, too. Why don't we put that up there, too?
While the rest of us were at the funeral. There's old
Foon. Man, I was having one hell of a time.
I believe it.
Wheezing and coughing and puking and shitting everywhere.
There we go. I see, I knew he couldn't keep from swearing. I knew it.
Way to go.
All right, so
at least it wasn't me.
You know what? Forget it. You're right. I thought Max had a good idea. There's no way we can do it because Foon will call the show, and people will call the show, and they'll swear, and forget about it.
What did I say?
You dropped an S-bomb. You just talked about it 2 seconds ago.
Well,
you cannot keep from swearing.
I can keep from swearing. I'm a gentleman.
You know swear words. Swear words
I
are tool of
you
the
know, I can be sophisticated. I could be like the queen. Mm-hmm.
Cussing is a tool of ignorance.
See, there he goes again. Oh, my God.
Now you're making fun of the queen. What did the queen ever do to you?
There's plenty more English people listening now as well.
Right. You ever see the queen? Up close and personal?
No, I've never seen the queen. Of course not.
She often pops around for late lunch.
Gully, have you ever seen the queen in person?
No, not that she often pops around for lunch or tea or anything.
Have you been to Buckingham Palace or anything? Have you ever walked by it? Because you're in London all the time.
Yeah, I went past one of the guards outside.
And what?
Hey, is it true those guards smell like ass and feet?
Oh, for God's sakes. So the queen doesn't look outside.
They're standing there all day. You know, they can't move.
The queen doesn't look outside the window.
They got some pooch going on.
You think the queen would at least look outside the window and wave or something every once in a while.
Even the Pope waves.
Yeah. Hell, Michelle Obama. Did you hear about Michelle Obama last week?
She got knocked?
No.
That's good. Now you're insulting the American people.
Wonderful. No, she was in the White House, and they were doing a tour. And I guess she...
Her pants down?
I guess she took some of the people... Well, you tour the West Wing. Or part of... No, you tour... I forgot. You don't tour... You don't tour the West Wing or the residence. There's a part where people take a tour every day. And she went down to where they were doing a tour, and she like had lunch with a bunch of tourists. It was a nice story. Instead of just staying up in that castle, she went down and talked to some people, and I thought it was pretty nice.
Yeah, I bet those people had to keep their hands on their wallets and watches and purses too.
What the hell's that mean?
You know what it means. They're from the south side of Chicago. Keep your hand on your wallet, your watches, and your purses.
I don't think the first lady of our country is going to pickpocket a tourist.
Ray, I'm a conservative, and I'm offended by that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you might not agree with her husband. What the hell? You don't disrespect the first lady.
Or the president.
Or the president, for that
matter. I'm just speaking the truth.
You're a jackass.
You know how many people are from the south side of Chicago?
You know, you are such a jackass.
I am not a jackass. And the other rumor is I heard over there, besides the tri-parties they have,
what
I heard there are a bunch of drinkers and wife-swapping going on in here, too.
Where's wife-swapping going on?
Did you ever notice that those shitty grins on their faces? That ain't from being, from the job.
Oh, for God's sake.
There he goes again.
You're claiming the president is wife-swapping. The
president, you betcha, baby.
His wife's.
I tell you what,
you are retarded.
My last delivery, while I got off the road, I had to deliver those loincloths, tiger skin, spears, shields, and all that other stuff. You know, I had to deliver to a warehouse. But let me tell
you,
that's what happened.
You are such an ignorant.
You get the African needs and you get the South Chicago needs mixed together. You got one hell of a party going
you're
on.
You're very ignorant. And you're such a racist.
Unbelievable.
I am not a racist.
You are blinded. You are blinded by your conservatism.
I am not. Don't blame me. It all started with that bus. Don't blame me. It all started with a bus in a restaurant.
Hey, can I ask you something? Let me ask you something really quick. Do
you
think companies should get tax breaks for sending jobs to Asia?
No.
So you think we should tax companies more if they outsource jobs to Asia?
Yes.
Last night when the president said he wanted to end tax breaks for outsourcing jobs, Republicans booed.
He was lying.
They booed. You mean to tell me that they can't open up to common sense? They boo that. We're that divided as a nation. We are lost as a nation. We are lost. And then when he actually threw out some things that the Republicans have suggested, and they booed him. We're that lost as a nation.
Yep. Pretty soon.
He talked about tax cuts. He talked about tax cuts for people who make less than $250,000 a year. And they did not applaud. I'm telling you, we're lost as a nation. We are lost as a nation. And by the way, if anybody's listening, I will not be signing any contracts for more than $249,000 a year.
You can always give somebody a charity.
I do kind of feel sorry for the guy making $250,000 because that sucks, but. Oh, well.
They can give some to charity.
But you're right. You're right, Gorilla. They can give some to charity and keep it down under $250,000. And by the way, $250,000, that's taxable income. So that actually means you're actually making something in order to take that much home. All right, Foon, I got to hang up on you. I got other phone calls. I got to hang up on you because you'll get me going, and I'll be talking politics and complaining and screaming like a madman.
I just have one thing to say. The reason why they're booing and they're not all mad is because they don't get invited to those swinging African South Chicago parties.
All right. Goodbye. Now you're talking about Africans. Goodbye. Later, Foon. We have another call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. And who is
there? Hey, this is Dustin in Deutschland.
This is who?
Dustin in Deutschland.
Dustin in Deutschland.
Yeah, Germany.
No, are you really in Germany?
Yeah.
Where are you in Germany?
Well, I'm a long time listener and a first time caller.
I wish we had a goofy sound effect.
do I sound weird?
Now, are you in the service or something? Are you really calling from Germany?
Yeah, I mean, I live here now. Yeah, but I'm originally from Springfield. Like I say, I'm a long time listener and a first time caller.
So you are you in Germany
I'm just calling in saying what's up? I'm.
Are you in the service?
Yeah, I'm loving the new time, man.
Thank you.
The new time's great.
I appreciate it. So you just stumbled upon the show?
No. I've been listening for a little while. When you had the late night, I used to, go ahead and just listen on my computer whenever I got home. But, you know, now, like, if I want to stay up late, I can listen. Because it's a little after midnight here. It's 20 after 12.
Oh, see, that's great for you. You can do it before going to bed. It fits in perfectly.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. And Gully, you're a riot, by the way, man. And Linus, if you're listening, you need to call in, man. Your prank phone calls are the bomb.
So you think Linus should stop being a baby and come back and do more prank phone calls?
Oh, he needs to call in what did he call
Black Linus?
He's like the lady that got hit in the head with a dildo or something.
Yeah, Martha. Martha and Black Linus and all his great characters. I know he's being a baby. Don't you think he needs to stop being a baby and come back on the show?
Hey, and on that best of thing, you did that best of 2009, y'all did that Papa John's call. That was hilarious.
Yeah,
I
thoroughly enjoyed that one. I thought that was great. The Papa John's people didn't like it so much, but we thought it was hysterical.
That's it was. Oh yeah.
So are you friends? Are you friends with us on Facebook?
I'm friends with you, Ray.
Awesome. Well, Lost, you should friend up with Gully, too.
Yeah, and I got Sean Balint, my friend. And, hey, I should say, too, if Sean Balint, if he wants to get laid, you need to come on over to Germany, bro.
Now, are you in the
service? Prostitution's legal over here, man, and they're hot.
Are you in the service, or are you just working a regular job? Why are you in Germany?
Oh, well, I was in the Army for 3 years, and thank God I got out. You know, you guys, I also like it when you guys talk about, like, New World Order stuff, you know, and, you know, like, get into the political thing, please, Ray, because the big thing on CNN just now was, like, gays in the military, and being in the Army for 3 years, I say anybody who's stupid enough to sign up for the military, let them go ahead and join.
Right, so you... But were you stationed in Germany and then you stayed or what?
Yeah, I was stationed over here and I met my wife and I stay over here with my wife and my daughter and you know it's gravy, man. It's
awesome.
You know it's totally cool.
Do they let you work in Germany? Can you work and everything?
Yeah, I still work on the military post and that, you know. I work at the PX, you know, where the soldiers go to spend all that money they made over there in Iraq.
That's awesome.
Selling them big screen TVs and stuff like that and, you know, unloading trucks. And we got a big inventory going on tomorrow, so I get to stay up late tonight.
Well, listen, Dustin, I think it's great. Feel free to call whenever. And look at that. We got at least one listener in Germany.
Yeah,
hey, you're worldwide, bro.
Worldwide, man.
I appreciate it. Hey, has you got a hot German wife or what?
Oh yeah, man, dude, they're all hot over here. I'm telling you, Sean Balint, come on over here, dude. I mean, dude, you'll find yourself one of these German women and fall in love, bro. I'm telling you.
Do they speak English or did you have to learn German?
Oh, I mean, I speak German, but dude, they love a foreigner, man. I mean. Gully, man, if you've ever been to Germany, man, you know what I'm talking. I know the English don't like the Germans too much, but I'm telling you, man. And hell, you know, they love a big fella too, man. You know, big dudes get all the women over here. I'm telling you.
So you got a hot wife. You're a big guy, and you got a hot German wife. And she.
I'm a skinny dude personally, but okay. I got a lot of friends of mine, man, that are big dudes, man, and they're telling me, dude, it's gravy, man, it's awesome.
And your
all
wife,
the bratwurst and all the bratwurst you can eat, and all the beer you can drink, the good German beer, not that pee water y'all got in America.
And your wife speaks English.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she speaks English. A lot of them speak English.
And she does the German girls, they're supposed to do a lot more stuff than the American girls, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man, she's awesome, man.
Gorilla would love it.
It's gravy, man.
Gorilla would love it because he cheats on his wife all the time. He would love it over there.
I do not cheat on my wife.
Boy, the freaky things you can have
gorilla,
those
you know what?
Girls,
you know what an open relationship consists of here? Baby, I'm going down to the red light district. I'll be back in a few hours.
See, now it's my kind of town.
Really? Your wife would not...
Yeah, you can just go downtown and buy yourself, get yourself a hot prostitute.
And the women don't care if you do that. Your wife wouldn't...
Man, they go to the club just to meet men. Their whole purpose for going out to bars and clubs and stuff is just to meet a dude and take him home or go home with him or whatever.
But, I mean, your wife wouldn't mind if you did that?
I'm sure she probably wouldn't mind. Right. she would mind.
Yeah. What she doesn't know, but, she doesn't know on
that's
her.
That's the type of relationship we have.
Yeah. What she but, doesn't know on
it's
her.
It's real easy to have an open relationship over here. If I was open from the get-go with my wife, I'm sure she'd be down.
I'll be damned. So are you eligible to get citizenship in Germany or anything? Because right now,
you're
limited to working.
My daughter's a dual citizen. Well, she's an American and a German. She's got two different passports.
She was born in Germany?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
And she's just as American as I am.
Well, that's awesome, dude. Listen, I think it's great. Good for you.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We have a fan in Germany.
Hello, man.
How bad's the TV over
here? Yeah, man, all the way over here, man, and you guys sound great. I'm not having no listening problems. I mean, there's a little bit of lag on the phone, but if I listen on the computer, you guys are loud and clear, bro.
Do you, what was the question I was just about to ask him? I totally lost my train of thought. do you get good TV over there?
Oh, man, no, not really.
Yeah, see, that'd
man.
Be the problem.
The only thing that's not in German is CNN.
Yeah, like you don't get American football, like you don't get American sports. I'd have to have American sports.
Well, you can get a decoder. You can get like a AFN, the Army, the military channel.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get, like, the Super Bowl commercials and stuff like that. You're going to get, like, remember to lock your barracks door at night.
Oh. Well, as long as you can watch the game and stuff, though. I mean, that, you know.
But yeah, you can watch the game.
To me,
like,
that would be the worst
of, like,
part.
The cool commercials, you'll hear, like, terrorists are everywhere. Sure you be protecting of everyone at all times. Be suspect.
That would be the worst part about living overseas is the lack of good TV.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good TV.
Because
YouTube is my TV.
Because I know Gully has to pirate American TV off the computer all the time because the TV over there is just not as good. European television is not as good as American TV. That'd be the worst part.
No, it's not, man. Hey, and speaking of Gully doing the pirate thing, you guys always talk about your computer mishaps or whatever. Have y'all ever thought about, like, switching over to Macs?
I think Gully likes the fact that he can just take his PC and tear it down and build it back up in less than a day. You know, and listen, Mac,
okay, so you can't do that with Mac.
Well, yeah, but Macs are too expensive. Right, Gully?
Yeah, I mean, that's my problem. Me personally, I can't afford it.
Yeah. I mean, Gully, you're just a poor white boy. You can't afford no Mac, right?
Yep. I am very poor, although I'm actually, in order to stop my PC from crashing, I'm actually running Mac OS X.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Sounds like he's frying some bacon again, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Gully, I'm all for the pirate and stuff. I mean, I'm ghetto fabulous to the bone. I was born and raised in Springfield. Ray, tell him.
Well, listen, Dustin, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. Keep listening, and feel free to call again. I think it's awesome. Thank you, man. Awesome.
Oh, for sure. Most definitely, bro.
All right, buddy.
And I'll be home this summer, man. So if you guys got any band gigs or whatever coming up, keep me posted. I'll be sure to attend.
Make sure to check the Facebook. I put everything up there.
Oh, for sure. Most definitely, bro.
Thanks, Dustin. Take care, buddy. There you go.
All right, now.
There you go. Listener Dustin from Germany. That's pretty cool, man.
Taking over the world, man.
An American stuck in Germany listening to us. We're his lifeline back home.
I'd like to point out that not all European TV is bad, by the way.
Yeah, nope. But But I'm talking about like the stuff I like, sports and stuff like that. They don't have a lot of it.
No, but they got Benny Hill.
Benny Hill has been dead for 20 years.
Right, it's all reruns, but come on, they have Monty Python.
Once again, Monty Python, is Monty Python still running on TV there?
No, it's probably like reruns.
Hey, Gully, does Monty Python and Benny Hill still run on English TV?
No, on reruns, years ago.
It hasn't been on for years, right?
It's reruns. It's like watching Gilligan's Island. I mean,
it's not on normal TV. It's on, like, cable.
What about Lost? Like, you're still a season behind on Lost and stuff, aren't you?
That's on satellite television.
See what I mean? It seems to me, man, I couldn't live overseas.
That's why I pirate, to be quite honest. There's nothing on television to watch.
They've got Doctor Who.
Yeah.
No.
They've got Torchwood.
Yeah, but you know, all the good English shows, we end up buying them and putting and doing our own versions of them here. You know, I mean, that's what they're doing with Torchwood. Did you see Fox just bought it?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Fox bought the rights to Torchwood and all the stories, and they're just going to redo it with an American cast and start over.
Well, that's kind of weird because one of the guys on it wasn't, Jonathan Barrowman, he's from Scotland, but he lived in Joliet for many years.
Wow.
So he has the American accent.
Yeah, he's got the Yang twang.
Yeah, when he went back, he did the show as an American.
Yeah.
Which was a great show. I don't know if you ever saw it or not.
I've heard so many great things about it. I know it's going to start showing on Fox, though. I mean, Fox bought the rights.
That's going to be awesome.
Next September, they're starting. I believe they're starting over. They're going to refilm and redo, and they bought everything.
That's going to be weird, though, because the show is based in Cardiff. Are they still going to...
I have no idea. I'm sure they'll switch locations.
I'm sure no one really wants to go to Cardiff, I'll be honest, though. It's a really bad place.
Are they going to shoot it out of Boise, Idaho?
Who knows? Maybe Boise, Idaho is beautiful.
There's two things wrong with Cardiff.
I've never been to Boise, but I've heard Boise, Idaho is beautiful.
There's two things wrong with Cardiff. One, it's in Wales. Two, it's a shithole. Oh.
Thank you, Gully. Appreciate it.
Yeah, way to go. Frying bacon and swearing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Living it up, aren't you? You're just living it up. Good old freaking Gully. Cannot help himself. Worse than Foon. All right, listen, it's after 5:30. I like to start the news at 5:30. We're running behind. We'll take one more phone call, then we'll get into the news. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is who? Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lytle.
Oh, boy, it's Hillbilly Joe.
Ooh, Hillbilly Joe.
Hi, great. Joe.
Super. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. And to what do we owe the pleasure of your calling?
I just figured you had two morons call you. I figured I'll be the third one.
Wait, who are you calling a moron? You thought that Foon was a moron?
Well, yeah, listen to him. Him and his racist stuff that he's been saying. I mean, come on.
Well, Joe,
that's not for you, Mr. Lytle.
We know you hate racism. If anyone hates racism, it's you.
Exactly. You should treat them right. I mean, come on. They didn't do nothing to you. You know?
Right.
I mean, hell. And then, you know, and then he didn't have the audacity to attend a family funeral.
Yeah, he did not go to my, he didn't go to my aunt's funeral.
Fire up beneath my butt. I mean, come on.
He didn't go. He said he was sick.
That's an excuse.
Which I'm saying he was sick. I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't sick. I'm just saying that, you know, everybody pointed out how he wasn't there. All my relatives had to come up and ask me where he was. It got old. You know, it gets old.
Yeah, it does.
So, Joe, what are you up to? We haven't spoken to you much this week.
Not much. Just reformatted my computer twice.
Listener Dustin from Germany says we gotta tell Linus to stop being a baby and tell him to come back to start doing more of his prank phone calls.
Yeah, I heard that too because you know I'm in the chat room too, and I heard that, and it's like, did the A-bomb smack him upside the head or something, or did he get some nerve gas or something in him?
Well, no. It's just his opinion is that we should definitely have Linus back on the show.
So no. Joe, how's the beak?
So, anyway, but then, you know, I mean, that's what I say, you know.
Don't ignore Gully Joe. Come on.
Yeah.
How's the big Montana?
Joe, how's the big sloppy Montana?
You know, I don't know. I haven't went out to eat for a while, so, you know, I don't know.
I wouldn't want to eat that, to be honest.
How's your wife? How's your wife doing?
Oh, she's not doing too bad. She's getting ready to, getting everything ready and settled to go to the hospital.
So she's getting ready to go? Yes.
I think it's funny every time I call into the show that they call. So just deny the dumb phone call, you dumbasses.
Who's calling
God,
you now?
You're the stupid ones that sit there and answer it.
Who's calling you now?
I'm not saying.
Oh,
just put it this way. A certain somebody's not in no damn hospital.
What?
He needs to get the drumsticks out of his ass and apologize to you and all to all the listeners.
Right.
And come on and be professional.
So are you saying that you miss Linus too?
I think you'll find out that was a swear word, right?
I knew he was actually telling the truth. He was in the hospital and he was hooked up to a life support. I would go to that damn hospital and unplug that son of a bitch and smother him at the same time.
Why do you got to be so mean to Linus, Joe?
Yeah,
he likes you.
Yeah.
And you actually swore as well. Terrible.
Good Lord. You would unplug his life support system?
Wannabe? Come on.
So you don't think we should let him back on the show?
I honestly will tell you 5,000%, Ray. You're going to lose listeners, and your show's going to go back downhill. You're actually going back up since that moron's not even on the show.
Oh, so you think that because I got to tell you this, I don't think we have increased our listenership, yes. But I don't think it's because Linus isn't on the show. I think we've increased listenership because we changed time slots, and I think the time slot change makes it so that more people can listen. I don't think more people are listening because Linus is gone. I think more people are listening because we're on at a more palatable time.
No. They're listening because you got rid of that has-been.
Really? I had no idea.
He's a wannabe. You know that.
Mm. So you're saying that you enjoy me on the show more than Linus?
I enjoy you. Oh, yeah, a hell of a lot more than Linus being on here.
Wow. Will you start calling me Mr. Gorilla then?
Yeah, why don't you refer to him as Mr. Gorilla? Why don't you show some respect when you talk
to him? That's right. Respect me, Joe.
Respect his authority, Joe.
Yeah.
State my authority.
Well, you know, I would, but he's still climbing up that ladder.
Mm. So he has to earn it. You're saying he has to earn it.
He's a lot higher than that washed-up guy.
Right.
But, you know, he'll get to his maybe Mr. VG or Mr. Titanic something. I don't know. I'll come up with a name for him.
So you're saying he can earn a spot. He can earn a spot of respect, but he's not there yet.
Exactly.
I understood.
So what about me?
Yeah, what about Gully? Will he ever get a Mr. Gully?
He can get one too, only if he actually tells the truth.
Tell the truth about what exactly, Joe?
That you're not in England. You're actually over here in the United States of America.
That's
over
ridiculous.
Here on your side.
A high caller, you're on with the Hillbilly Joe.
Joe, shut up, you moron.
Joe, shut up, you moron.
There you go.
God, who's the moron there?
Yeah, there you go. Listeners have spoken. Well, Joe, we're going to start the news. Maybe you can stay with it. Maybe you can join us for the news. But we're already running late. We like to get in it. Gorilla is here for two reasons. Number one, to discuss his troubled, crumbling marriage.
Oh, whatever. Right?
And number two, to give us the news, ladies and gentlemen, here he is with what's going on in the world, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla. Hit it.
Hello, Raymond.
Yes, hello, Gorilla. You what?
Today I have stories that remind me of people. Who do you want? I got one that reminds me of Foon. I got one that reminds me of Joe.
Well, let's start with the Hillbilly Joe type story. You say this story reminds you of Hillbilly Joe.
Yes, it does.
All right, I'd love to hear this story.
White supremacists. White supremacist gets naked on family's roof, performs sex act. This comes out of... Now, can you see Joe doing this?
I can, actually, yes.
Santa Ana, California police had to evacuate a family, including children, from their home after a naked man with a white supremacist tattoo was on the roof and tried to hide in their closets, police officials say.
What? Well, he tried to hide in their closets?
Apparently so.
What was he doing? All right, who did they know him?
I don't believe that he did. The naked man was Charles Edward Moe Jr., 36. He's a transient in Santa Ana and has the tattoo of FFF tattooed above his left eyebrow. Mm-hmm. That stands for Fight for Freedom and associated with a non-active white supremacist group.
So he got on the roof of these people's home.
Started performing sex acts.
Performed a sex act on himself. Oh, we know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And then he went into their house and hid in their closets.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Actually, this guy kind of... I wish I could send you this picture because this guy kind of looks like Joe.
Really?
Like if Joe had a buzz cut? Yeah, I think it would look just like Joe.
Oh, that's great.
Here, I'll
I can imagine that's something that Joe would do, to be honest.
Yeah, I can see him doing it.
Joe, have you ever, Joe, have you ever broken into people's homes and performed a sex act? Either on their roof or in the closet?
I tried.
See? What did I tell you?
What prevented you from doing it?
I forgot my video camera.
Oh, okay. All right, I got to see it. Gorilla just put a link up. Let me see if I can.
Do what you got to do, Randy. Go ahead and ban me, you fucker.
What? Why are you swearing? Oh. Why? What are you doing?
He's in there talking shit to me, and I told him, I called him a wannabe right along with Yellow, and he's threatening to ban me. He goes, warning one. You know what, Randy? Suck my motherfucking dick.
Oh, but, you know, the show was doing so good.
I sat there, ban my motherfucking ass,
for God's sake.
Fuck your mama around and fuck her in the ass, too, while your daddy's watching.
Okay.
Bye, Joe.
We were doing so well on the show.
Goodbye, Joe.
Tell your so-called moderator to back his stupid ass up and leave me the fuck
you're
alone.
You're fighting with people in the chat room. Is that what's going on?
It's your damn moderator, Randy, the wannabe.
Has he ejected you?
I got power, so I'll kick your ass out just because you call me a wannabe.
Has he ejected you, yes or no?
Because he ain't got the fucking balls to.
Okay, then why are you screaming like a lunatic? Why are you screaming like that?
It's just in, Ray.
Lunatic.
It's just in. The men from the white coach are on their way to
Carpenter's. What is wrong with you? You seem like totally normal today. You seem relaxed and normal, and then all of a sudden, you have this blow up under something that hasn't even happened yet.
Hey, he talked this shit to me. If he wants to light the fire in the kitchen. And
he did not even ban you.
Joe, you're a mentalist.
He knows that. He did not ban you.
Hey, come on, bacon too.
He didn't ban you. So you're yelling at him, and he hasn't even banned you yet.
You're a mentalist, Joe.
What is wrong with you?
He needs to give me some damn eggs with that bacon.
Yeah, he is. He is frying some up. And yes, he is. I'll tell you that. Well, you went nuts. You dropped like you totally took this show, which anyone could have listened to, and turned it into an R rating all in 5 seconds. Congratulations!
All about being kicked out of our chat room.
Yes, all because you did it because you were threatened to be kicked out of a chat. You weren't even kicked out.
You know what?
You were just threatened to be kicked out.
Right? You don't threaten the one, the only HBJ because I'll fight you with my one little tooth.
You
as people calls it,
out or of my control. Teeth. How many teeth do you have in your head?
Let me see. I got none.
Oh, you don't have any teeth right now. Okay.
No, I lost them. I don't know where they went.
Right. I thought maybe you still had one left. I didn't know they were all gone.
No, I lost them a long time ago. And no, that's the only reason why I haven't got caught, because I forgot my video camera.
All right. Thank you.
What?
I don't know. Let's just go to the next story. Stop yelling! Stop yelling at people for kicking you out when they haven't even kicked you out yet. No, I have not looked at the picture. Oh, God. Just go to the next story. I cannot believe Joe.
This one reminds me of Foon.
It reminds you of Foon.
Yes. I'm not saying in this one the Foon's ever killed anybody, but police say Trucker was tired watching porn.
Oh.
When he fatally killed Julie L. Stratton.
What?
Smashed into her car.
What?
Yes, he was tired. Apparently, he was working for 27 hours. He was behind the wheel, watching porn, and smashed into her car.
He was watching porn while driving a semi?
Yes.
Or he was sporting a semi while driving.
At that point, he was probably sporting a full, right?
So the trucker, instead of watching the road, was watching porn.
Right.
Good God almighty. And what did he do?
He apparently wasn't paying attention and smashed into her car.
And it killed the woman.
Goller.
Oh, my God.
Mother of two.
Oh, my God. Was he looking at MissKittyPlayground.com?
It doesn't say, but I'm sure that he was watching something off of there. Right.
Joe, was this guy one of your subscribers?
No. But it does sound like something I would do.
Right. What do you mean something you'd
right.
do? You would watch porn while driving?
Shoot, yeah. One of those little bitty DVD players up over the top. Oh, man.
You can't watch anything while driving except the road.
Remember Joe's truck?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep. Unbelievable. How big a truck was this guy driving?
It was a 53-foot semi.
Oh, my God. While watching porn.
Watching porn after being on the road for 27 hours.
Good God almighty. Well, I thought they got this. Don't they have to sleep so much within a whatever
period?
Yeah,
it's 8 hours between 10.
Wow. Yep.
And he's got a ticket for that one, too.
So they have to have at least 8 hours of sleep in 24 hours, right? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Every 10 hours they drive, they have to have 8 hours off.
Okay, so they drive 10 hours and they have to sleep. I guess Foon would know. I didn't ask him when he was on, but. Yeah, they drive 10 hours and they got to sleep for 8 or just be off for 8. And this guy was driving 27 hours straight and watching porn at the same time. Good God almighty.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got somebody who's a mother of two. You've got two orphans. Terrible.
Yep. Can you see your brother doing that?
Watching
porn while driving a truck?
No, because he's pretty lazy. I would see him just pulling over.
Pulling over and watching the porn?
Yeah, I would see him going, screw it, I'll just pull over and watch. I could definitely see him watching porn in his truck. I mean, you know, I could see him doing stuff like that. But I can't see him doing it while driving, you know.
Let's see here. This one is actually from my old neighborhood.
All right.
This next one is from Margetta Township. It's in Ohio.
Okay.
In Sandusky County, which is where I used to live in Sandusky County. Crystal Rock, a resident, Crystal Rock resident, Deborah McDonald, spent her last day with people she loved celebrating the $5,520 check she received the day in the mail after winning $8,000 in Ohio lottery cash explosion double play.
All right.
And then tragically, as she was walking across the street, she was hit by a 2003 Chevy Impala.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yep. Win the lottery, get run over.
What happened to the money?
I'm sure it would go to the next of kin. Mm. You know what it was? Suck. She didn't listen to Carson Daly about her karma.
What do you mean?
You ever seen My Name is Earl?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hey, he won $100,000.
That's right.
By a car.
Yes, that's right.
So she gets mad at some of Carson Daly.
Hmm. Very ironic.
That's
isn't it, though?
How come people like that? Why don't I ever win the lottery?
I don't know. My boss won the lottery. He won little lotto one time.
Really? Your boss? Well, how much did they win?
He won 50 grand.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I promise, if I won the lottery, like if I won millions, you know what I'd do?
You'd buy me a hooker.
No, I would buy us a studio.
Well, then, you know what? If you're not buying me a hooker, I don't want to talk to you again.
I would get us, okay, I would build a studio, and then I would pay to syndicate the show.
To what?
To whoever wanted it.
But don't they have to pay you to syndicate?
Yeah, but I would. Here's my thing. I think eventually radio is going to go away. Or not go away, but I think what we think of as radio is going to change.
Right.
I would put it on enough. I would, if I have to, I'd pay to put it on FM stations. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And try to build a following. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then direct everyone to the internet page.
Okay.
And then eventually just pull it off of the FM stations.
Yeah.
And then people go, oh, I used to like that show. Wonder where they are. Well, they go, oh, well, they're always talking about the internet page. I'll just go there and listen to them.
Right.
That's what I would do. But I wouldn't have to work because I'd won millions and millions of dollars. I would take just enough of it to, you know, to live on. Create a corporation, pay myself a little salary, pay my co-host a little salary, and then use the rest to market the show and then try to build it that way. Try to make it to where I live a comfortable life and get to do something I consider fun every day. That's what I'd do.
I would buy me two computers and then I'd probably do the same and go over to the U.S.
Right. I might move to a warmer climate and do it, actually.
If I won the lottery, I'd move to Alaska.
Really?
Yeah, I love cold weather. This is like I got a window open right now.
Wow!
I heard. Listen, I heard Alaska. Is that why you're having marital problems? Because you like the cold? And...
No.
I don't know. Cold shoulder.
No, it's not the reason.
Mm. You're very cold towards your wife.
I'm a very cold person. Cold hard meth. That's me.
Right. What else is happening in the world?
Yarmulke, Washington. A West Valley kindergarten teacher who was formally reprimanded last year for sending a bag of human feces home with a 5-year-old is retiring at the end of the school year. Yes, Sue Graham, she was a kindergarten teacher, found a turd apparently on the floor and sent it home with the student with a note stating, "This little turd was found on the floor of my room."
Did she think that that kid was the one responsible for the turd?
I would hope so.
So, wow. To teach them a lesson, she put the turd in a bag and sent it home to the parents.
Sent it home. She's like, she's done with her chips. Let's put the turd in the bag.
And she didn't think that somehow the parents were going to complain about this.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you know?
Horrible judgment. Oops. Someone that stupid should not be teaching children.
Now, the kid denies the claim.
The kid says it wasn't their turd.
Said it wasn't him.
Even if it was the kid's turd, you don't put it in the lunchbox and make the kid take it home.
Oh, you know.
Imagine getting some random kid's turd in the post, though. That would be nasty.
Joe, I mean, if you were a teacher, is that the kind of punishment you would do?
Oh, I'd send a note home to this kid's parents, but not the evidence. I mean, come on.
Right. Even Joe wouldn't send the turd.
I mean, I do have boundaries.
Right.
He'd keep it for himself.
Well, he'd have a taste it and make sure it's not a baby Ruth.
Put it in the cupboard with the other ones.
Yeah. Oh, I've been saying, I've been looking for that.
Throw it in there with the dog feces.
That'll complete my collection. I've been making a turd hand sculpture. This looks just like a ring finger.
He's got its little turd village on the go in his living room.
Let me add it to my sculpture. That is beautiful. By God.
Making an African turd bird.
All right. Is there anything else, Gorilla?
Oh, there's tons of this stuff,
good.
Man.
Oh, good. We have more time. Go right ahead.
Norwalk, Connecticut. Former pharmacist takes a plea for no jail time for posting sex ad in a fight.
What?
Yeah, apparently the pharmacist would not fill a prescription I can't see the woman's name anywhere on here, but she came in with the prescription. The pharmacist said he couldn't fill it. They got into an argument. As revenge, he posted a sex ad for her on Craigslist.
All right.
Wow. By the way, just in case anybody's wondering, this is CVS.
Right. So be careful with CVS.
Yeah, go to Walgreens or Rite Aid.
And this happened where?
That was in Norwalk, Connecticut.
All right. Down with CVS is what I say.
That's right. Anything that has to do with CVS.
And the pharmacist, too. And the pharmacy, too.
Some guy I used to work with was, he was a bit of a shit and got me into a bit of a trouble in a job and nearly got me sacked. So I posted this mobile phone number all over a gay website, and he got several calls, which was nice.
Did he know you were the one that did this?
Yep.
That can't, I don't think that's legal. I don't think it's legal to do stuff like that, by the way.
I actually got him to put the name as Alan on the actual ad, so he knew it was me.
Wow. So you were fine. You could have been arrested, but you didn't care.
No, because he was a shit.
You wanted him to know that you were the one responsible for this.
Yep.
There's a very fine line between illegal and funny, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying it isn't funny, but I'm saying it is also legal. I saw
them. Some of the emails that got back was they were very scary. Very, very scary.
Only gully. All right, we got time for another one.
This one comes out of Philly.
All right.
Police seek robber who used needles as threats. A Pennsylvania state police are looking for a man who has used a hypodermic needles allegedly containing the HIV virus to threaten employees of two Delaware County stores during robberies.
So he doesn't use a gun or anything. He has a needle, and he says it's got AIDS blood in it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And when guns are outlawed.
And if they don't give him the money, he'll stab them with the AIDS needle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to be honest. I'd give the money, man. I'd say, here, take the money.
Yeah, it's not important enough, whether it is or it isn't.
Listen, if somebody ever tried to rob me, I'd give them the money. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to be like Bruce Wayne's dad. You know what I mean?
Going back to the comic book reference.
I'm not going to be like Bruce Wayne's dad. I don't want to get shot, have my wife's pearls fall all over the floor.
It's not worth it, really, is it?
No, it isn't. Especially considering I can't remember the last time. I used to carry a lot of cash, by the way. I used to always have several hundred, or not several, but at least a couple hundred dollars on me at all times. Now, most times, I don't have any money in my pocket or wallet. I'm serious. I'll be carrying nothing. But at most, I got like $10 in my pocket. Somebody wants to rob me for $10? Here, I'll give you the money. Call it a loan. It isn't even a robbery. Just take it and go. You know? Just take it. I don't want to be no hero. I'm not Thomas Wayne. Dr. Thomas Wayne. I don't want her to become an orphan and then a vigilante. Don't shoot me. Here's my stuff. Just leave me alone.
You thought the teacher that sent home the poop was bad.
Yes.
What if I could find you a teacher who was worse than that?
You'd have to look pretty hard to find a teacher worse than one that sent poop home. I mean,
it was actually three stories up.
Uh-oh. What do we got?
Wow. This one comes out of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
An 11-year-old boy was taunted by his teacher 2 weeks after his sibling died when she put his hair in pigtails and walked around and asked all the other children to use the effeminate version of his name.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Why in the world was she doing that? Where was this?
This was in Cincinnati.
What kind of animal would do this?
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
It doesn't even say why she did it.
She made the boy wear pigtails and then had everyone call him like his name. Like his name was what? They don't say his name, but
no, they don't say his name. But if it was like I don't know, George, they would have called him Georgia.
Okay, I get it. Like if his name was Alan, they'd call him Alana.
Yeah,
Alanis. See, I've given a thought about like the female equivalent of my name. Can you tell?
Alanis. They'd call him Alanis.
Mm. Or Alanis. If it was Joe, they'd call him Josephine.
Yes.
Or Jolene.
Jolene.
Yeah, Jolene. Jolene's, there you go.
Yeah, Jolene's more white trash than Josephine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Throw another turd in the drawer, Jolene.
I wonder, it doesn't even say the name of the school.
I'll be damned. But, well, I don't want to go there, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I want to call him up.
I mean, my daughter does. My daughter's school, they don't do anything. You know what I mean? I never hear any stories like that. Thank God.
There are stories all over the internet. And this is just from today,
just
right?
Just horrible teachers.
This is just from today.
This is why I love the news. This, to me, is, I love it. I love ending the show on the news. Because you know what? I always feel better about my situation when I hear everything else that's going on in this world. I really, you know what? I always feel better.
Gotta love it.
It's after six, but I think we have time for one more. One final story, ladies and gentlemen, with Gorilla.
What kind of story do you want?
At your discretion. Just pick, you know. Just remember, it's the last one today.
Man charged with putting porn on former employer's website.
I got to hear that. Was it Miss Kitty Playground?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
It does say that it was a former employer of Gary Smith. A former employer of Gary Smith Ford was arrested on January 13th with charged with offense against intellectual property if she allegedly logged onto the company's website and put pornographic images in the banner.
Good Lord. In the banner?
In the banner.
Did he put the banner up for Miss Kitty Playground with that seductive look?
And it's got to be it.
Joe, has anyone stole your banner?
I don't know.
Who could resist that?
I want to open up my site, Miss Titty Playground. Tittyplayground.com.
FloppyTitty.com.
I wonder if there is a Titty Playground website.
There probably is.
I don't even want to look.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking right now.
What if we took that Miss Kitty Playground logo and put that up there with that seductive look Miss Kitty gives to the camera?
Look for the beat.net whilst you're there, Joe.
The beat.
ITTYPlayground.com. It's parked right now.
Oh, so somebody does own it. Titty Playground.
BigMontana.net.
Big Montana.
Isn't that like Arby's or something?
Oh, God, that's funny.
I actually have one more about a school, right?
All right, go ahead. Yeah, we can do that. We got time.
Not a teacher. There was a Kermit scare at Lafayette Peak-to-Peak School with prank gone wrong.
All right, what happened?
Apparently, there was a bloody Kermit the Frog doll that was placed in Peak-to-Peak Charter School, and they brought out the bomb squad to defuse.
Wait a minute. They had to defuse of what doll was it?
It was Kermit the Frog.
They had to defuse Kermit?
Yeah. They said they dressed up the frog to look like it had been assaulted. It looked like it had slash rates and cuts all over its body. But apparently it was in a box, and so they called the bomb squad.
Oh, my God. What a waste of taxpayer dollars.
There was also apparently aerosol cans that they thought might have been. But it was turned out it was just spray deodorant.
Horrible.
So the next big terrorist threat is a Muppet.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the news with the one and only Vanilla Gorilla. His marriage may be falling apart, but by God, he's good at doing the news. Thank you, Gorilla.
My pleasure, Raymond.
Thank you, Joe, for joining us for the news and for creating MissKittysPlayground.com so we had so many good stories today of people looking at Miss Kitty's Playground.
And the beak.
Because I think it was Miss Kitty's Playground they were looking at.
Yeah. I think it was Joe on the top of the house as well.
How is the website doing? Is there any new content on the website or is it the same old stuff?
I don't know. I haven't been to it.
Been to your own website?
No, I've got somebody doing it for me.
Oh, you don't even do it?
No.
So you just take the pictures and send the pictures, right?
Yep.
How many people actually, I just ballpark figure, how many people actually sign up for this thing?
Two.
Stop it. You don't know. How do you know?
One of them's just, Joe.
Joe, just you have ballpark. Some subscribers, right?
Yeah, got subscribers.
Yeah.
But like, what, like 10, 50, 100, what?
Why, are you planning on doing a competing website, Gorilla?
No, I was just wondering. I'm just wondering. How many people would sign up for Miss Kitty's Playground?
It's a lot of perverts out there, man.
I used to work at the VU. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, there really are. There's a lot of perverts. They sign, you know. I mean, Joe, I hope I'm not offending you, but there's a lot of perverts, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wondered, like, a ballpark figure. Is it more than 100?
It's private information. You don't need to know that. Sorry.
But is it doing better than you thought, Joe, or right where you thought?
Better than what I thought.
Better than what you thought you'd get. Good. I hope you guys make some. I really hope you do make some money on it.
Yeah, I don't care about the money. I just wondered, like, roughly how many people were signing up.
So it's better than what he thought. He must be at least up to like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm on the deal now to see.
But you're doing good.
It's not doing too bad.
Yeah, good.
Well done.
You need more. You know what you need more. You need more dildo videos.
Yeah, I know.
With mask action as well.
Yeah.
Right now, since August up to now, we've already had 85,971 hits.
Well, good for you. I hope you get some good subscribers.
84,000 of them was Joe.
You know what people love? You know what people love? Hillbilly's getting anally. They love hillbillies taking the dildo.
That's coming soon.
I'm saying you taking should do the, yeah.
You should taking do the
video,
bungee.
You should do some video of you take. I would watch that.
You should do taking the bungee.
You should do video of you, but start with like a really thin one, like a butt plug or something, you know. And then move up to another. You know what I mean? Like every month or every week, you try a different size, and like you keep growing up and up and up till you know.
Or you just buy the inflatable one, and then you just, you know, today I could take 3 pumps, next week I can take 10.
Yeah, like, this is true. And it gets bigger and bigger.
So then, what you're saying, you're volunteering to be our next model.
No, I'm saying that you should do it. I would, if you did it, I would buy a subscription to watch that.
No.
By the time you get to the end of the week, you're going to sit down and you're going to whistle.
It would be amazing. Like, see if you could take a zucchini or something.
Then a melon.
Yeah.
A squash.
Yeah,
3 weeks
what
later.
Size squash you could take.
Basketball by the end of the month. Joe,
I just think it would be interesting. I think that stuff like that, people would be interested in seeing. That's just me. Then again, I could be wrong, but what's it going to hurt? I mean, you just have to get pictures of yourself doing these things.
Might that sting would. A little, but you know.
Right. What do you think that would do?
What is that again?
That would hurt my butt. What the hell do you think?
I don't know.
Of?
I just think people would be interested in seeing that.
Yep. I might even subscribe.
I bet I could get 10 people to subscribe if you if you agreed to take a butt plug.
No.
All right.
Take it for the team, Joe.
Say there's 10 subscribers.
Yeah.
I'll give up 10 subscribers for not do that.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Think of the cash.
How many subscribers would it take for you to do that?
Yeah, how many?
There ain't enough.
Oh, really? So nothing would make you take a butt plug on video?
No.
Because that would be great.
How about this large thermometer just to start you off?
Yeah. Thermometer.
Well, we got to start them somewhere.
Does anybody take rectal thermometers? They don't take those temperatures anymore, do they?
Only on babies.
Yeah.
I know.
See,
what the
it'll
next
be even smaller.
Dress up as a baby, and then we can take your temperature.
Maybe you could dress up in a diaper.
Baby New Year.
Your temperature, baby. Dirty baby New Year.
Stinky baby New Year.
Well, Joe, it's been a fine ending of the show. I thank you for being on.
You're very, very welcome.
Hey, I also thank a listener, Dustin from Germany, for being on. The one and only Pork Foon. Who's back? He's back. He's not over the road driving anymore. And listener Sean.
This is Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Light.
Thank you. And, of course, listener Sean from Kansas. We thank you for being on, too. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Spread the word. It's Chubby Ray Live every day, 4:30 p.m. One more day this week. We wrap up week number one tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Tell your friends. Podcast will be available soon. And if you missed any of the... of the show, and you want to hear the whole thing, audio will be available on my Facebook page in about 20 minutes. Good night, Gully, and good night, Gorilla.
Au revoir.
Thank you, gentlemen. It is Chubby Ray Live. Arrivederci, Mr. and Mrs. America.